Roots rock trio Moreland and Arbuckle has just issued its latest album, Seven Cities, which marks a number of firsts for the Wichita-based outfit. It's the first time the band has recorded an entire project outside its home base, the first record to feature drummer Kendall Newby, and the first time the band has worked with an outside producer. The band traveled to Seattle earlier this year to work with Matt Bayless, a man whose resume includes records with such heavy rock outfits as Botch and Isis. Vocalist and harmonica player Dustin Arbuckle says the benefits of this unlikely union were mutual.
I think it was a great experience on both ends because us having never worked with a producer before and Matt having never worked with a band like us before.
Not even close.
I mean, he's spent his career working with bands like Mastodon and The Sword and Minus the Bear, either really heavy rock acts or electronic pop acts.
And the sessions were not always easy.
A good analogy I realized after the record was done is like, you know, if you're an athlete, you play on a team and you got a coach that has high expectations and really pushes you hard, there are times when you maybe dislike him very much. But at the end of the season, when you look back and you've done well or won the championship or whatever, all of a sudden you love him.
And I bring gifts of misery. You better watch out for the devil in me. I keep bad, bad company. You better watch out for the devil in me.
Another first on the record is the incorporation of shifting time signatures in the song Broken Sunshine, which moves between 3/4 and 4/4 time.
That's one of my favorite songs ever that we've written. I loved the time change, even though it was purely accidental on my part when I was coming up with it. I loved the words. I loved the vocal delivery. I really liked just the overall hook. I just think up to this point in our career, personally, it's maybe a crowning achievement as far as songwriting and delivery on the record go.
Moreland and Arbuckle has always included material from outside writers on its albums, and Seven Cities is no exception. The record features songs from longtime friends of the band, including Kurt Mitchell, Ryan Taylor, and Hans Judd. But one tune stands out, a cover of the 1985 Tears for Fears pop hit, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Moreland explains how the band decided on that song.
Well, we were looking for some sort of a tune to do that would be a curveball, something we hadn't really done before and that nobody would expect. And we, for some reason, I'm not sure why, gravitated towards some sort of an 80s pop tune. And we tried out a few other ones. And immediately when we played Everybody Wants to Rule the World, I was like, well, this totally works. This is great. And it was the obvious choice.
Moreland and Arbuckle celebrates the release of Seven Cities at the Orpheum Theater Friday night. For KMUW, I'm Jed Bodwin.